This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's leading advocacy groups for abortion rights say they're working to further protect abortion access in the state following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Although legal abortion is codified in state law, it's not enshrined in the state constitution. A ballot measure could one day change that, and leaders say they hope to take it to voters in 2024. They also hope to overturn the state's ban on using public funding for abortion. People gathered outside Colorado's Capitol throughout the day Friday after the U.S. Supreme Court opinion dropped. Julia Jackson brought signs. She says she's grateful a right to abortion is codified in Colorado, but
it's not just about me, and it's like these are people all over the country that are going to be really affected, and it's just wrong, and it just, I can't stand it.
On the other side of the issue is Jonna Hill, who directs a pregnancy center in Craig.
It is a victory for pregnancy centers in that, we don't condone abortion necessarily, but our service to our clients isn't going to change.
She says the Hope Pregnancy Center offers information for parenting and adoption to people who are pregnant. Legal abortion supporters say they hope to increase access to the procedure in rural Colorado. The Tampa Bay Lightning are holding on to the Stanley Cup a little longer. The defending champs beat the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 last night to extend the finals. Game 6 will be Sunday in Tampa. If the Avs win, Game 7 will return to Ball Arena on Tuesday. This is CPR and KRCC.